This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today I'd like to speak about Maqam Ibrahim and the Well of Zamzam. As far as the Maqam Ibrahim is concerned, we know that this is the station of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is a special stone upon which the Prophet of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, would stand to build the Kaaba. So we know that Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam would be passing the bricks and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would then be taking it. And according to the need, the stone would take him up and he would then place the brick and once again come down to fetch more supply and more material. So that was the purpose of the Maqam Ibrahim. It is preserved till today, alhamdulillah. It is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserving the legacy of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Initially, the Maqam Ibrahim was next to the door of the Kaaba. But during the Khilafah of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a severe flood. And because of that flood, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu then moved the Maqam Ibrahim few meters away. And till today it is located in the same place. We also know that it is sunnah to perform two rakats of tawaf, two rakats of wajib tawaf after completing a tawaf behind Maqam Ibrahim. And if that's not possible, you can perform your two rakats anywhere else in the haram, that's also fine. Let's talk about the Well of Zamzam. We know that the Well of Zamzam was gifted to the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And we know the incident behind there. I'm not going to go into too much details. We know that the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was looking for water for her beloved son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And she was running between Safa and Marwa. And eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave her the Well of Zamzam. The word Zamzam means quantity, large quantity. And we know that the Well of Zamzam gushes forth a lot of water, mashallah. And the word Zamzama and Zammat, there are different other meanings also given here. For example, together and also to build a small enclosure around it so that the water can gather. There are different meanings to it, but more or less we understand what it means when we say Zamzam. Now, what had happened is that after some time, the Well of Zamzam was hidden. And it remained hidden for 26 centuries. And then the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is Abdul Muttalib, he was shown in a dream the exact location of Zamzam and he was told to dig up this place. The incident is lengthy, but I'll summarize it for you. He saw a dream on the first night. He saw a dream on the second night. He saw a dream for the third time. And he inquired as to where is this location? How do I go about doing it? And he was given the guidance. The next day, Abdul Muttalib along with his son went and they excavated that area and they started digging for the Well of Zamzam. And eventually they came upon the well and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the custodianship of looking after the Well of Zamzam and giving water to the pilgrims that visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that the Well of Zamzam is a miraculous well that flows from Jannah directly, and it is the most blessed water in the world. Nothing can come close to it. The Mubarak saliva of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also mixed with the Well of Zamzam. And we also know that when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was undergoing the transplant with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, when his heart was being washed, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used the water or the Well of Zamzam to purify his heart. Here the scholars mention an amazing thing. The scholars say that from here we gather that the Well of Zamzam is even more superior than the Well of Kawthar, which will be given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the year after. And they say in the argument that had there been any water more superior than Zamzam, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would would have undergone the transplant with that water and not just Zamzam. So the fact that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used Zamzam to purify the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, this tells you of its significance and its merit, subhanallah. We also know that ma'u Zamzam lima shuriba lah, that whatever a person uses the water of Zamzam for, any permissible reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely help him out in that regard. So if a person has cancer, if he drinks Zamzam with the intention of getting shifa, inshallah Allah will cure him. If a person has other ailments, other aches in his body, if he uses Zamzam for that purpose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah cure him through the blessed and miraculous nature of Zamzam. We know that the Zamzam quenched the thirst of many people throughout ages. Millions and millions of people have drank from this water of Zamzam, mashallah. And we know that every person, when he goes home, he tries to take some water along with him. And a point of reflection that despite so many millions of people visiting this place, this water never runs dry. In fact, its pressure increases with the increase of pilgrims. And according to the need of the time, the water of Zamzam also continues to nourish people in their large numbers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Zamzam in this world, and also grant us the Hawd of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Hawd al-Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.